just come to say thank you for the privilege of seeing today. Thank you, Lord, for the word that you will send to us this morning. Father, we ask that we'll be blessed and your glory will be yours. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Good morning, church. Good morning, church. So I want to, on behalf of Reverend, welcome you to the first service of the first service. This is the first time we're having the first service in the year 2023. And my prayer for you is that this year you will be very intentional and be very deliberate about certain issues. Can you hear me? Yes. You see, because the chapter of the Bible that we were given is Arise, Shine. Arise, Shine. Arise means that you need to be intentional. Don't expect any pastor to come and pull you up. You need to be deliberate this year. But like Pastor Jacob said, he says your gate will be open continually. That's what Isaiah says. And as I was sitting down there, God took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9. It says, for a great and effective door has opened to me. I just wrote it down there. And there are many adversaries. There are many adversaries. Whether you like it or not, whether you are beautiful or you are ugly, whatever you are, there will be adversaries. There's nothing we can do about them. There will be adversaries. So this morning I'll be speaking briefly on a topic that God gave me, I think, first week in December. I titled it, Deliver Me, O Lord. Deliver Me, O Lord. Deliver me, O Lord. It is only God that can deliver us. Not man. Not the president. Not the governors. It is only God. And from what? God was very specific. First week in December. From what? Deliver me from mistakes and errors. From the spirit of mistakes and errors. Very, very precise. Very concise. Mistakes and errors. And that takes him back to Isaiah 60, verse 2. You know, Isaiah is the adopted chapter for us in 2023. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. But it says, deep darkness. Deep. Darkness that is deep. The darker the darkness, the more difficult for you to be seen. The darker the darkness, the more difficult for you to be seen. The darker the darkness, the more difficult for you to see. He says, deep darkness shall cover the people. And when you can't see, you know, when you are walking in the dark, you can't see. How do you run? When it's so dark and you can't see, Do you run? You can't run. How will you move? Very slow. Very slow, so that you don't hit your leg, you don't hit your head. Very slow. The darker the darkness, the brighter the light you will require. The darker the darkness, the brighter the light you will need. You know, nowadays when it's 6:45 p.m., it's already dark. It's getting dark at 6:45. But you know, the light you will need at 6:45 is not too bright light. You can still see. But when it is 11 p.m., it is so dark, you will need light. So the darker the darkness, the brighter the light you will require. You see, the darker the darkness, the easier it is for you to make mistakes. So what are mistakes? Errors. What are they? They are wrong judgments. Wrong decisions. Wrong judgments. You know, mistake is a part of life. Everyday life. We make mistakes every day. Yesterday, I ate asaro. But by the time I finished eating asaro, I realized, I had too much of this asaro. So I felt full. And I was saying, it was a mistake. I should have eaten maybe a little. It was sweet. It was sweet. You are very right, sir. So I first poured the first one. Somebody came. I brought me one kimi. He said, "What do you eat?" I'm like, I said, "Try this. Asaro is sweet." I poured the second one. I finished it. But by the time I finished, I realized that, I made a mistake. But you know, those are everyday happenings, mistakes and errors. We correct them. By this morning, I'm okay. But there are some mistakes that you pray about. Mistakes, errors, wrong decisions, wrong judgments that can affect, it can affect the God's plan for your life. Mistakes. And how do they occur? Family pressure. Sometimes. I've said it here before. There's a lady who, she's still not married, but about 5-6 years ago, the mother told her that she's not going to sleep on mattress again. She's not going to sleep on the floor until she gets married. Family pressure. So she left the mattress and she started sleeping on the floor, putting pressure on that girl. See, this morning I was talking to my wife. I'll probably call her one day. I said, "Is mommy still sleeping on the floor or she has returned to the mattress?" 6 years, about 6 years now. Family pressure, peer pressure, mistakes of life. It was one day somebody, I just saw somebody smoking, and he said, "Let me too try it now." What I believe, Lord. The first puff was a cough. I coughed. But eventually, I got used to it. Peer pressure, mistakes of life. Financial pressure. Health pressure. Then lastly, but not the least, is satanic bondages. They will make you make mistakes. God must deliver us. You know, a lot of times we don't even know This is a mistake. Until you get the results, you don't even have an idea that what I'm doing is bad. But when God loves you, when God loves you, He will show you. There are two or three examples in the Bible that we will speak about this morning. They don't even know. You know, when you write an exam, sometimes you say, I'm confident and I'm coming out with an A. And the result will come out and it's a C. What happened? You now imagine, I made this mistake. That's how it is in life too. Sometimes you don't even have an idea. But when the results come, there's an error here. There's a woman called Sarah in the Bible. Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him, I'm reading from verse 1, no children. But she had an Egyptian slave named Hagar. So she said to Abraham, the Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Error. He said, go and sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Nobody should try and help God in 2023. God says, arise, shine. He says, for your light has come. Don't help him, no matter your situation. This woman was trying to help God. He says, go sleep with her. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Kiwani Babashi. They say Abraham agreed to what Sarah said. He agreed. So after Abraham had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarah, his wife, took her Egyptian slave Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then, Sarah knew she made a mistake. She said to Abraham, you are responsible for the wrong I'm suffering. And for a long time, I was thinking about it. Was Abraham responsible for it? My presido. Was Abraham responsible for it? But then the result had come. The result had come. May we never try to help God in 2023. No matter your situation. No matter. Error. Deliver me, O Lord, from every spirit of mistake. There's a boy in the Bible, a prophet, in 1 Kings chapter 13. Anytime I read that story, I feel very bad. God told him, go and deliver a message to Jeroboam. But he says, don't drink. Don't eat. And the way you came through is not the way you go through. Three instructions. Don't eat. Don't drink. He delivered the message. And Jeroboam said, come and drink. Come and eat some bread. And the man said, even if you offer me half of what you have, I would not eat. God says I should not eat it. And the Bible says there was this old prophet. Old prophet, when he heard about it, the man was already going, the man was already living, the prophet was living, This guy followed him. So he saddled the donkey and went after him. Oh Lord, deliver me from every spirit of mistake in 2023. He followed him. And he told this man, I can't eat. The man said, no, I'm a prophet too. I hear from God. God says this, this, and this. But the Bible says, but he was lying to him. And he followed the man to go and eat bread and stew and chicken. Because it was bread he ate. Bread. Parfum. Loaf. That's what he ate. Error. Mistake. You see, let me read from verse 20. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 20. It says, while they were sitting at the table, the word of the Lord came to the old prophet who had brought him back. The same God was now speaking to the prophet again to deliver to this guy. He cried out to the man of God who had come from Judah. This is what the Lord says. You have defied the word of the Lord and have not kept the command the Lord your God gave you. You came back and ate bread and drank water in the place where he told you not to eat or drink. Error! Mistake! Young prophet! He had delivered the message and he was already going. He was already going. Probably he was hungry. Yes. Don't let hunger make you make mistakes in 2023. Like Esau. Let me continue. When the man of God had finished eating and drinking, the prophet had brought him back, saddled this donkey for him, and as he went on his way, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his body was left lying on the road with both the donkey and the lion standing. The lion did not eat him. Did not eat the donkey. Was just standing there. What kind of lion is that? It's a spiritual lion. That lion, until the prophet came, the lion and donkey, they were there. They did not touch him. He didn't eat him. He did not eat the donkey. He was just sent to go and kill that man. Error! Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, let me read verse 5 to 14. The Philistines assembled to fight Israel with 3,000 chariots, 6,000 charioteers, and soldiers as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They went up and camped at Michmash, east of Beth Aven. When the Israelites saw that their situation was critical and that army was hard-pressed, they hid in caves and thickets among the rocks and in pits and in cisterns. Some Hebrews even crossed the Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. Saul remained in Gilgal, and all the troops with him were quaking with fear. Can you blame them? Can anybody blame these guys? Did you see the CV? The soldiers could not be counted. They couldn't be counted. He waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal. And Saul's men began to scatter. Can you blame Saul? So he said, bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offerings. And Saul offered in court. You don't have a business with that. He was in trouble. Yes. He was in trouble. He said, I can't wait any longer. He said, I will make that mistake. I will do that error. Probably, God will have mercy. So he made the sacrifice. He made the sacrifice. Whatever you do, you see, you can make mistakes with your actions, where you go to. Ibiti Obayeko Loni 2023, your leg will not take you there. Did you hear that? Ibiti Obayeko Lo this year, 2023, your leg will refuse to move in the mighty name of Jesus. You can make mistakes with what you say. The words of your mouth. There's a man in the Bible called Adonijah. In fact, I could not. This guy just took the throne from David. And he was already there. Until Nathan went to meet Bathsheba. He said, go and meet David. Tell him so things. As you are talking to him, I will come inside. I will corroborate what you are saying, and then we can take over again. But you see, it happened, and the power was given to Solomon. So this Adonijah, they gave him a soft landing. Very soft landing. Go and stay in your place. Don't harass anybody. We will not disturb you. Stay there. He was still the son of the king anyway. But you see, he now, when you want to make mistakes, now Adonijah, the son of Haggit, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. So, she said, do you come peaceably? And he said, peaceably. Moreover, I said, I have something to say to you. What do you have to say? Whatever your words, watch them in 2023. Your words, weigh them before you say them. He said, I have something to tell you. I want to tell you something. I want to say something to you. And that was the end of that man. That's the end. He was killed. Psalm 19, verse 12 to 14. It says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from my secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the measure of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He says, who can understand his errors? Who can? Mistakes. Who can? Yesterday, we were up there, everyone was telling us that the soul is made up of our emotions, our mind, and what? And a will. Who can understand it? You make mistakes because you're angry. You're upset. Who can understand? That's what the Bible is saying there. Who can understand the errors? They say, cleanse me. Deliver me, O Lord, from every spirit of mistake and error. Everything that I do this year, Father, guide me. Guide me. Direct my steps. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Make God your shepherd in 2023. He said, I shall not want. This year, do not depart from the presence of the Lord. The Bible says, in his presence, there's what? There's fullness of joy. I can't remember the wordings of that song. Guide me, O thy great pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me. Oh, bread of heaven, bread of heaven. Heal me till I want no more. Feel me till I. The reality is that you are actually weak. The Son says, I am weak. I am weak. Who can understand his errors? This year, eye has not seen, ears have not heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. The Lord will bless you this year. You didn't hear that word. I said, the Lord will bless you this year. The Lord will make a way for you this year. Amen. The Lord will keep you and preserve you this year. Amen. Evil will not move near your dwelling. Tibi bawa waju e ni ba. To ba nbo leyin ko ni ba yin. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will breathe an edge of fire around you. In the mighty name of Jesus. No evil shall come near your home. It shall be joy, 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 joy overflow this year in the mighty name of Jesus. But this year you must be a year of obedience. Obedience. The Bible says, arise, shine. It must be intentional. It must be deliberate. And you must be obedient to his word. Shall we rise up this morning? Just the next 1 or 2 minutes. Say, deliver me, O Lord, from every spirit of error. Every spirit of mistakes. Open your mouth and pray that prayer.